here with Stu Marshall of Empires of Eden. And Stu, I really like the record. And talk about what Empires of Eden is doing right now, and talk about what you have going on.
Well, there's a promotional campaign for the new album, which I'm working on right now. I guess the first thing is I'm really glad you like it. You know, that makes my day, dude, in truth, because the idea is to make music that people actually like, and that can sound really cliched, but, you know, that's the plan. The money and all the sales and stuff, it's kind of, you know, completely to the side. At the end of the day, I'm making music that people like, so hopefully that likes. If you like it, job done.
Now, I've had a couple of months to really check this album out and really listen to it closely, and I have to say that, you know, the biggest thing that I notice about this album is that it's a lot heavier than your previous releases. And was this intended based on the singers that you had, or, you know, tell me how the material came about for this album?
Well, I'd like to say there's a master plan before, you know, each album is commenced, but there really isn't. The thing I did want to try and do is recreate a little bit more of the progressive and experimental side of the debut with the straightforwardness and power of the second album, and I'm really happy with those elements being presented on this album. And I wanted to move into, you know, some different territories. So you're hearing some, you know, really brutal metal. You're hearing some almost AOR based sort of stuff mixed in together. So that was part of the aim, is to present a little bit of a wider scope.
Well, this is a great lineup, and I think the increased celebrity list is always a good thing, but I have to say that the one singer that really kind of blew me away on the album, and of course he sings on the first track, is Rob Rock. And talk about why you picked him, and talk about what it was like to work with Rob Rock for this Empires of Eden album.
Well, how I ended up working with him was, usually with Empires of Eden, I'll literally go through my LP collection and think about who would be amazing to write for. And I'm a huge Rob Rock. His work on the Driver album from the 80s was an enormous influence on me, and obviously his work in Pelletier and stuff like that. So I approached him direct, and I had composed a track, which ended up being the opening track called Cry Out. I composed that for him and sent that off. And we got up on the phone. He was able to fit Empires of Eden into his schedule because he's a very busy man. And we did the track. We talked about the concepts and the lyrical concepts that he wanted to bring forward. And, you know, Rob's a guy with strong vision of what he wants to put forward, and that's something I really, really respect. So working with him is incredible, a true professional. You know, I think within a few days of me getting the track to him, I had completed vocals, and it was just great.
A guy that you worked with on here, maybe not quite as well known as some of the other singers that you have, but it was Mike DeMille, who sang with Riot for a number of years and sings in a few other bands. He also sang with Masterplan for an album, and I'm interested to hear how you ended up working with Mike, because Mike's a great singer, and I thought he made a great addition to this album. And talk about your dealings and working with him on this record.
Well, I guess just to make the point too, I work with I approach singers that I'm a fan of. You know, I'm a fan of first, so I've been a fan of Mike's for years when he was in Riot. I actually heard him in Riot first. You know, when you discover bands, it's like, you know, discovering Dio and Sabbath for the first time and stuff. But with Mike, I was a fan, and I heard I think it's the second or the third Masterplan album that he was on, and it just completely, you know, blew my mind and wouldn't leave the car stereo. And I thought, man, how good would it be to work with this guy? So I got in contact with him, and we talked, and he, you know, again, I'm very lucky. These guys are fantastic human beings to deal with. So Mike's a touring musician. You know, he does a lot of backing vocal work. He's constantly on the road, so it was a bit of a scheduling scenario just to get him to fit in the time frames for this. But what a great melodic voice. You know, the guy can do it all. And you know, I think if people haven't heard too much of him, I definitely recommend getting the Masterplan album that he performs on. track on the album, The Guy Just Lays It Down.
Now, obviously, Udo's a legend, and he's a very legendary vocalist, and you ended up getting him on here, and talk about how that came about. Talk about working with Udo on this and what it was like for you to work with him, and just talk in general about working with Udo on the record.
Well, from a fan perspective, which is where I come from, it's one of the greatest moments of my life to be able to write music for the guy. One of the major problems and difficulties with EOE is fitting everyone's schedule in, you know, within a 4 to 5 month process to record. So Udo was on the road, and when I approached his management, when I approached his management, they said, firstly, Udo has to like the song, and secondly, if he likes it and he wants to do it, he's going to have to do it really, really soon. And, the thing that we, is important too with EOE is that all of the singers have complete license to write their own lyrics and melodies, so I tend not to get involved in that, and that's kind of what the musical magic is. What happened with Udo was, I think we had a 2 week window, literally from the time I contacted him to when he was available, and that was it. After that, I wouldn't have a window for at least 6 to 7 months for the guy. So they asked me, because he really liked the song. I wrote this track called Hammer Down, and it's a real, it's what I wanted to hear Udo do, which is metal. There's no two ways about it. And they said, look, can you write some lyrics and melodies? Because Udo's on the road, he just doesn't have time for this. And I said, well, of course. So that's one of the tracks that I ended up, composing all the lyrics and the melodies for, and one of the reasons why it appears twice on the album. So, working with him, what can be said? The voice, the personality's all there. He's one of the greatest heavy metal singers of all time, and for me, kind of speechless, man, when it comes to how I felt, because, I hear the end result, humbly as a fan, and just still freak that he was interested in doing it, because his management said he gets a lot of projects and a lot of things approached to him, and he usually just says no because he's very careful about what he gets involved in. So I think, I know he's done guest vocals and covers, but I think this is the first time he's done a project like this, from what I understand.
There are many musicians, and it's very few and far between, who can actually write songs based on a person that they are dealing with or that they are having sing the song, and very few people are capable of doing that, but you are one of those people, Stu, that's really, really good at doing that. And do you find it difficult to do this, or is it something that comes pretty naturally for you when writing songs for Empires of Eden?
It comes pretty easy for me because the music comes out of my head. But I'm a fan, and as a fan, I like a whole bunch of metal. So it is easy for me to conjure up in my brain, if I was going to write a track for you, Tony, I'd be thinking, all right, I know your material, I know what you've done up until now, but what do I want to hear you express for the future? And that's when straight away I'll conjure up a feel, a track, a melody, or a melodic sense in the song that I can present to you. And I started doing that really on the second album with the other singers like Zach Stevens and Mike Vissera. And straight away they got it. They seemed to connect with the material, which surprised me, but it also made me feel pretty good. Okay, maybe I'm onto a consciousness of writing that's really connecting with each of these singers, which is the absolute most important thing. They have to love the song, and if they don't, well, I'll write another one. But I think it does come pretty easy to me, it comes out of being a fan. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do an album, just for the money and to sell copies, because this guy's popular. I'd have to be a real fan of the guy for it to be convincing and real.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because, when I listen to your stuff, I mean, these songs fit these singers so well. And now that I've had a chance to really, over the last 3, 4, 5 months, to really dig into the material that you've written for a lot of these guys, the one person that really just stands out for me that I think you have the best musical chemistry is with Sean Peck from Cage. And, you know, one of the things I was always wondering, would you ever consider maybe doing like a little side project or like a record with him? Because to me, your songwriting and him, I mean, to me it sounds great. And your musical chemistry you have with him, I think by far, not saying the other singers are bad or anything like that, but what I'm saying is that you and him have a connection that, you know, I don't think you have with the other guys. And, you know, maybe talk a bit about that.
Well, all I can say is watch this space. That's all I'm allowed to say. as far as what could be happening in the future there. I understand what you're talking about. Sean and I do get along, as, you know, we're best friends. I hung out with him in San Diego last year, and, you know, we were talking about a few things. He's a great songwriter, and for some reason, there is a connectedness musically there that works so well. And when I say, a lot of people may not understand if they're not in bands, and, you know, a lot of the time with albums, and I'm sure you've seen this, mate, you know, there's struggle, and there's, you know, battles that occur, and ego, and there's, you know, it's back and forth. I don't get that at all. That doesn't exist with ELE, and it's such an easy scenario, but translate that to how myself and Sean work. He'll actually come to me and say, you know, this verse, I actually like it as a chorus, and change this and change that, and I'll just go ahead and do it. You know, I trust his vision enough, and, you know, what you hear in the end is a true collaboration musically. And now we've been working with him for so long, you know, I give him some feedback if there's some vocal things here and there, and he sort of, you know, would normally say, no, this is what I want to do, but he'll usually have a listen to what I've got to say, and it works really well, man. You know, I think all I can say is watch this space.
Well, and from the outside looking in, I think, and I'm not going to say that the other singers are bad because they're not, but there is some sort of musical chemistry that you have with Sean. And for those people that don't understand what I'm talking about, it's one of those things, whether you like a guy, whether you hate a guy, whether you are indifferent to that person, bottom line is if you make great music with them, you're going to make great music for them all the time, and with them all the time, I'm sorry. And by doing that, you could be apart for 20 years, come back and jam. And you've seen that with a lot of bands in the past. And that's that is the vibe I get from you and Sean. But anyway, to make a long story short, let's get back to more of the subject of the new album. And the last album, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't really hear much. I didn't even know who Empires of Eden was until I had talked to Sean, you know, had him on my show back in January. And he's the one that turned me on to what you guys were doing, and I was really surprised that nobody over here had really heard of you, especially with someone like me that's been in radio that sees so many different releases come to me. I'd never even heard of you guys until then, but now I'm really hoping and really trying to get you some exposure. But, you know, when it comes to promotion of the album, how's it gone so far, and how's the reception been for this new album?
Well, as far as the business angle and the exposure, I think this album, it's had much more push than the last album. The label situation in Europe at the moment is absolutely dire, like really, really, really bad. And usually, you know, they would take 75% of a recording budget and put that towards promotion, and that's just completely changed. And you'll be seeing more of that in the industry. You'll be seeing more known bands going independent, so that actually affects the exposure and the money that you can put into something. I would like Empires of Eden to be more successful, of course, but at the same time, I'm just loving putting these albums out, and people like yourself that get it, that understand what these albums are about, are the reason that Empires of Eden, it'll continue to, you know, make albums. I'm not going to stop doing that. So, you know, it's great in Japan. It got signed. It's licensed in Japan. Did really well on the reviews in Burn magazine, which is very, very important for that territory. And the response from European press so far has been fantastic. It's always good to see 10 out of 10. tens and nine out of tens out of people. Mm-hmm. I think the American press sort of picked up on it, have felt quite positive about it as well. So, you know, it's the thing I will say, you know, straight up, it's not an album for everybody. And when I say that, it's the few people that haven't got the album, in my mind, you know, they want a real kind of fast food music mentality. This is a different kind of album. You know, this album does demand you pay attention. You know, there's a lot happening on as an album from start to finish, there's a lot happening on it. But I also like the fact with what's happening here is that each track is different on its own. You throw it in your iPod and hit random and you're going to be getting something different every single time. So there's, you know, a few of the comments, I think, because, you know, you could get 1,000 fantastic comments and then there's like 2 negative ones, and for some reason the 2 negative ones sit with you. And, you know, they're just focusing on the fact that, you know, there might be an issue with cohesion on the album, and when you put 11 singers on an album, you're going to be offered different factors and different flavors in each track, so that's a given. Overall, it's been fantastically received, and the most important thing is that people that buy it are writing to us on Facebook and hitting me up on email, and, you know, everyone seems to have a favorite track, and everyone's favorite track's different.
Well, one of the things that, at least my initial thought of your albums, and just in general, what matters to me as a listener is the songs. I mean, the songs are the most important, and if you don't have that, you have nothing. In case in point, in my opinion, whether the singers you have on this album are really, really well known and famous, and they are going to draw people to your music, or whether they're a bunch of unknowns that are just really good, the bottom line is that what matters is the songs, and I don't care who you have singing on these albums. If they are a good singer, well-known or not, I still think the songs would be good. And to me, that is the most important aspect of things, because if you don't have good songs, you don't have anything. I mean, that's the bottom line. You have nothing. So, you know, just something to ponder and think about when you look, you know, ponder and think about as a listener. I don't really go into it saying, oh, there's going to be no cohesion. I go into a CD saying, hey, if there's great songs, there's great songs. If not, if, you know, it's not. Regardless if there's one singer or like 20. if you kind of get what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Well, cool. I want you to like it. That's all there is to it. I want people to put it on, hear something new every time. You know, and enjoy the album, as basic as that sounds. The other thing it is, you know, as I said before, these guys, most of them have written their own lyrics and melodies. So it's a testament to who these people are as well, is that sure, I've composed the music for them and perhaps I've been able to tap in to what excites them creatively. But they have written the majority of the lyrics and melodies completely independent of me. So that's where I think it's exciting. You know, I think if people just want the same old Ross they've been given, you know, they want to hear, you know, their favorite band's 20th album, and, you know, they want to hear the same thing over and over again, that they're more entitled to do that, you know. And I like that. I like my bands being who they are, but this is a completely different thing entirely.
I was asking before, and I know I asked you this the last time in the interview, but, you know, has anything changed on this? Have you decided to maybe go on tour, maybe bring some of these guys on tour? Has it been discussed, and has there been any interest for Empires of Eden to tour with all these different singers singing in the band?
Well, they all want to tour it. I was talking to Rob. He's ready to go on tour with this thing if we can pull it together. The story is that I want it done right. So, you know, if we're going to go and do Empires of Eden, as Empires of Eden, I want to go out with at least 9 of the singers. You know, we go and do it properly. You know, the European festival circuit and things like that, which we're investigating now. But again, back to the story of the scene at the moment and promoters, is the funding is just not there. So if I'm going to go out with, you know, two singers, which are, you know, probably incredible singers, it's not going to be Empires of Eden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we recently had Steve Grimmett come to Australia, and I did a tour with him out here, and we did a few of the Empire stuff live. But it with one singer or two singers, it just wouldn't present the vision that you get on the album.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, bags are packed and ready to go, mate. It's all just about finding the right promoter.
Well, Stu, so speaking of promoter and speaking of promotion, promote your website, promote where you can get this stuff, because obviously you don't have the greatest of distribution, unfortunately, because I really love this music, and many of the listeners on the show really dig it. And tell everybody where they can buy this stuff and where they can find this stuff.
Look, empiresofeden.com. We have an online store. I handle all the shipping personally. We've got these really cool glossy digipacks, which you can only get through the store. So you can buy copies online from Europe and stuff, but they don't have these digipacks. So, you know, it's $20, including global shipping to your door. And there's a range of products there. You know, we've bundled stuff up and made it cheaper. So that's where people can get the product from, and getting it directly from the artist is always going to be the best way to support the artist. And, yeah.
So for my last question, Stu, do you have any last-minute comments or last words to say to the metal fans out here in the U.S.?
Yeah, look, the first thing, guys, is check out empiresofeden.com. We've got the entire album available with sample streaming. You know, I'm totally accessible through Facebook. We've got an Empires of Eden Facebook page. We're giving posters away and cool stuff there, you know, every couple of weeks. And so, you know, the first thing is, if people like it, thank you. And if you want to let me know, even better. There's a lot of heart and a lot of soul that goes into this little project that, you know, I haven't experienced too much over the years in other bands. And there's a lot of honesty going on this CD. You know, sometimes you're hearing artists, in some cases, for the first time, given complete, you know, control. And I think that's pretty cool, you know, to be able to hear their personal message and, you know, the way they want to sing, how they want to sing, is a really cool thing to be involved in. And, yeah, empiresofeden.com, all the information's there.
Awesome, man. Let me shut this off really quick.
And thank you, brother, for your time and the interest. You've been a really big supporter of EOE, and I look forward to catching